everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and welcome to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience Podcast. I am excited to have Tatsu Aoki on the phone today, and we're going to be talking about a brand new project that's going to be premiered Saturday, June 29th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Logan Center for the Performing Arts in the main hall. And it's all part of the Jazz Institute's 50th birthday bash. Now, we've been doing different shows here for the past couple weeks, kind of featuring different artists and previewing their performances. But this is really an interesting project. And Tatsu, I'm so glad you could jump on. And obviously, we talked a little bit before I started recording, but I'm going to let you elaborate because this just seems like it's almost revolutionary, right? I don't know if anybody's ever done something like this before. It's
I think in the history of the arts, if you look back, I'm sure somebody had done something like this before.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of lucky to be doing this project, but it sounds very new to me. I mean, for us, it's a very, very challenging project, so I would say it's a new thing, but I'm not sure. Historically, in the arts, usually, you know, people usually attacked these kind of a project before in a different era, in a different ways.
Sure.
I'm sure, but I think for us, it's a very, very interesting challenge.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. So what I understand, and you're going to be able to elaborate on this, and I'll just kind of say the whole name of the title here, and then we'll go from there. So it's Undo, U-N-D-U, Undo, Nicole Mitchell, Jonathan Woods, Tatsu Aoki, and the Miyumi Project. And you guys are, so you and the Miyumi Project are going to be performing live at the Logan Center. And then Jonathan Woods has filmed and recorded Nicole Mitchell in California, where she lives. And you're going to be performing along with a video recorded piece from Nicole, and you're going to sync everything up, and somehow it's all going to work.
it's all going to work. So one of the delusion about this idea is when we say this thing, it's very difficult to explain. But what I and Jonathan talked about in the basic format is that Nicole Mitchell actually is a part of the band.
Oh, okay.
So we're not playing the music for the movie, but the Nicole Mitchell is part of the ensemble, so she's actually playing with us.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So we try to. It's a very interesting balance of, or you may say that you can say this as a paradox of film and the editing and everything else that Jonathan and also what Nicole did. Is sort of a latent image that is going to be reincarnated on the screen as a live person. And we, as a band, Miyumi Project, is going to treat that whole idea as someone who's playing with us in the live performance. So the relationship between the musical performance, a live music performance, and what's on the screen are slightly different than so-called traditional relationship of you are accompanying the movie or a movie is set for the live music. So it's none of that stuff. We try to create this idea of Nicole Mitchell being a live performance and Jonathan's movie as a part of the live performance. So they are part of the member of the Miyumi Project. That's a concept that I have.
So, I mean, it's incredible concept, and I guess it comes back to, you know, it's one thing if the pieces are completely written out and all that, and that would make things easier, but this is a lot of improvising, right? I'm assuming throughout the entire arrangements that you're going to be doing. So how does that work with her and you guys performing together? There's got to be a lot of listening on your part, but how is it for her as well? I mean, to create things without being with the rest of the ensemble.
I've done work with Nicole. Especially, I'm part of Nicole's new ensemble called Mandola's Awakening. You know, mm-hmm. It's been touring all over the world.
Yep.
And I'm part of that band. And I also, you know, we also known each other for a long time. Nicole usually comes to participate in my Taiko Legacy, the drumming and the jazz concert at the MCA every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she, first of all, she's an incredible musician. And I figured it out by working with her. It's sort of like any genius improviser can do this, because you can actually come into any point of their improvisation and the music will happen in some ways.
Mm.
So, you know, we don't really have to worry about all these other things, like a time signature or pitch. It's really about the sound that they create and that how that sound becomes a music and how that music becomes part of the ensemble. And I was so sure when we were talking about it, we could do this with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
The way she brings in the sound and the music is very, very flexible. It's so free and there's so much world, the possibility of the universe coming in to her sound and the music. So I just felt that we can do this. And so all we needed to do kind of is to figure out the structure of how this piece, which is 45 minutes work, is going to be arranged. And once the arrangement is agreed upon, I think we were able to just play the music. I did one quick rehearsal, key point rehearsal the other day with the film and Nicole playing it, and it worked it out beautifully.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess the way you're describing it, that makes total sense. You're also making it sound much easier than it is. So, so there's that. But I know because of the such high level of musicianship, you know, yourself, Nicole, and everyone in the ensemble, it makes a lot of sense. Were you actually shocked, though? I mean, maybe not shocked, but you must have been pleasantly surprised that you did a quick rehearsal and it actually all worked out according to your thought.
I was actually so happy because we're doing this Instagram little video and sent it off to, you know, we sent it off to Jonathan and we sent it off to Nicole and said, wow, this is really incredible. Mm-hmm. It's working. And I'm sure you're going to see this in a little bit more of a library situation rather than the rehearsal space. So I am totally psyched and excited about this.
How did this project come about? I mean, it's a commissioned piece, I think, from the Jazz Institute. That's what that's what Adriana was telling me. But I mean, who came up with the concept? What? How did this whole thing come about?
It was really Lauren Deutsch and Nicole Mitchell and myself.
Hmm. Okay.
Came up with the original idea. And it's a very simple story about we have the date and Nicole is not going to be in Chicago. How are we going to do this?
Oh, okay. That was it.
So that's the basic idea was, could we do this remotely, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then there are a lot of ideas like, well, we can video stream this or video, you know, whatnot. But I just, because, you know, I am associated a bit with the filmmaking too,
right,
in my artistic career. So I just wanted to have a movie and that the movie that is part of the ensemble in live.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very convoluted statement, I think, because movie is never live. Movie is always predetermined decision made by filmmakers and whatever that happens on editing and sound and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
But I wanted to bring that essence to the live music to see if we can do this idea of movie becoming part of the ensemble. So in this particular project, it's really interesting for me to understand two people, which is Nicole Mitchell and Jonathan Wood, as part of the member of the Miumi Project live.
Mm.
And that's how I am understanding this thing.
Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I understand your connection with Nicole Mitchell and Lauren Deutsch. And I mean, you guys have obviously toured all over the world, played together and everything. Now, how did you connect with Jonathan Woods?
Jonathan Wood was somebody, I mean, I knew of Jonathan Wood throughout the community because he's also a filmmaker, you know, and he's worked with other musical friends and, you know, on Latimer Visuals. So I knew that. And also Lauren Deutsch recommended that before I met Jonathan for this project, Lauren thought that I would really be really a good pair with Jonathan, and we did good.
What was the process though for Jonathan? So he there must have been some, you know, thought process. You had to put your head together with Jonathan and Nicole and everybody and figure out how you were going to do this, and then he went out to Nicole and film, but there must have been like a process for him so that, you know, as a filmmaker, you know, there had to be a process where he had to know sequencing or how he was going to do this so that everything was in order of what you needed as opposed, you know, for the composition or for the arrangement, right?
Yeah, so we had several meetings before Jonathan went out to shoot Nicole. And you know, we all had to talk about what this concept, the basic concept of undo is. And I think at the time when we started the project, we were still spelling it undo, like U-N-D-O.
Mm-hmm.
And during the process of generating all this concept, I think we changed to undo, like spelled in D-U.
Why?
And that, I think Jonathan can talk more about that than I do, but I think it was about how to how this pronunciation of this word undo is. I think it was Nicole and Jonathan kind of thought about it, how to spell it out, and I thought that was brilliant. Yeah.
Well,
talked about this idea of what undo is, and so I think I talked to you a little bit about that before this podcast.
Yes.
That you know, my old-fashioned filmmaking experience to look back the past and trying to make it towards a better shape, to me, because I was doing the filmmaking in a linear world, so the first word I came was rewinding, you know, like the film rewinding. But then again, I realized the new era is non-linear editing for everything, so nothing is linear anymore. Unless you're going to play vinyl or, you know, use the tape or use the film strip, then the idea of a rewind comes in place. But I think today it's a non-linear editing world, so that's like you kind of jump into the past if you're editing. You know, you are on the edit, so you kind of go point out to the past and you can just actually go there to that point. So rewind didn't really match the concept in the modern time. And then I think we came up with this, how about redone? How about review? You know, how about re-something? Then we finally came to this idea of undo, which I thought that was a really great title.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I when you explain it the way you're explaining it, it makes total sense. I mean, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I bet that's such a Nicole Mitchell kind of thing, the title, Undo.
Mm-hmm.
By knowing her work, I think it's really have this Nicole flavor to it.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit about, so this project, and it's about 45 minutes. So when people get there, what can they expect to experience when they walk in? There's a big screen behind, and the ensemble is set up on the main stage. I mean, how is this all going to lay out?
Well, I think it's going to look like we're going to perform for the film image. But I'm hoping that people will actually experience live concert with film by Jonathan Wood and Nicole Mitchell being in the movie as a part of the band member.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hope, yes.
Wow, that's a. So do you think?
We would really look like we're going to do the accompaniment for the images, but we're not going to do it. So I hope that change will be the experience for the audience. I want the audience to say like, "Wow, that's the movie is actually playing with the band, or movie is a part of the band."
Yeah, that's I've got a question for you. Since you travel all over the world and you play in so many different places and with different ensembles and do you think that this kind of a thing is going to be something now with technology, something that you start seeing more and more in the coming years? Because with technology, obviously,
I think it in the other way around, that this sort of going along with the idea of undo is like reviewing the past. This is very archaic process because I think the modern technology is actually going to be able to allow you to do the real live cast. Between the several, I think Nicole has done the project like this, last year, with video streaming the other partner and you're just actually doing it live. And that's the most contemporary application of the technology, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we are kind of going backwards in the way we're still going to be doing the movie. Because right. Movie is predetermined concept and decisions that are kind of creatively put together by the filmmaker and also, in this case, Nicole's music.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I am undoing the modern technology and going back to the good old movie projection. But I think the idea is that trying to use that archaic relationship of a movie projection and the live music into this new idea of something happening as a live show.
Yeah. What I think you made me think about this too. I mean, obviously, yes, with the live stream and being able to play, live with somebody in California and somebody in Alaska and somebody in Italy or whatever. I mean, that can happen. But the interesting thing I think is because this is recorded and Nicole played her parts and did all that, I think it would be interesting in 6 months if you did this again or if something happened, because I bet the ensemble would play differently, but Nicole would be playing the same. So there'd still be that.
Every time we do this, it's going to be different.
Right. Which is cool because I with Nicole playing the same, but the ensemble is playing off of her in a different way because the ensemble's grown in a different way or heard it a different way or something like that. I think that's interesting as well. So it's almost like you're going back, but you're going forward too, a little bit.
I hope so. And also, the imagery that Jonathan and Nicole, the locations that Jonathan and Nicole decided to shoot this thing is really, really interesting too.
So it's going to be something where the audience is going to see some scenic areas and some different spaces that Nicole was filmed in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's a very interesting experience in the film, academic film study the academic study of this, is that something auditory like a sound is your location is not certain, you could be anywhere by listening to the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how you're going to interpret the sound or music that is happening in a place. That's not an auditory experience. But a visual experience, you sort of know where you're taking into the visual space. That's already decided by the filmmaker.
Mm.
So I really like this, as I'm playing music, I really like this idea of, whoa, we're on the... But I'm not going to say where we are because people are going to listen to this podcast before the concert. So I'm not giving you a clue to where Nicole's going to be. But, this idea of visual affirmation or confirmation, I think, visual confirmation of where Nicole is, that's bringing the music into that space. It's very interesting. And of course, Jonathan has all these very, very fabulous landscape and imagery and everything to come on the screen. And I think the listener and is experiencing to be taken into that moment of where Jonathan takes us with our live music.
Yeah. Well, let me tell everybody. So it's June 29th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, Logan Center for the Performing Arts, which is, of course, at 915 East 60th Street. All the information is at jazzinchicago.org. It's the Jazz Institute's website. Of course, this is part of their 50th birthday bash that is going on from the 28th through the 30th, and it's all free. Well, most of it's free. At least at the Logan Center, it's all free. And, I mean, it is something to check out. I mean, you've got an entire day of creativity happening, all of these different days that the Jazz Institute is doing this. But this project is going to be just really something that I don't think you're going to want to miss. So that's at 2 p.m. At the Performance Hall. And, Tatsu, I mean, thanks so much for jumping on with me. I mean, this is, like, incredible. I can't wait to see it. And I'm sure you guys probably already have some plans that haven't been announced yet for maybe utilizing some of this and doing some other things around the city. But it's going to be very cool to see it in person for the first time on Saturday, June 29th.
Yes, yes. We're still fine-tuning some of these details, but I think I am very much looking forward to be presenting this work.
Yeah. Well, and I'll have to have you on to talk about everything else you have going on, because you and I could probably talk for like 3 hours about all your other projects and your career and everything else. So we'll have to plan on that at some point. But I really appreciate you jumping on here on the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience.
Right. Thank you very much for having me.
Definitely. And everybody, if you want to get more episodes, please visit chicagojazz.com, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, all the other places where podcasts are available. And until next time, hopefully we will see you on the 29th or throughout that weekend for the Jazz Institute's birthday bash. Otherwise, hopefully we will see you at a club somewhere on the scene.